Senator Russell on 90.
Day.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of power and pressure here on Panama now. And I've got this thing down about where it says practically what I've been saying all the time. I don't know how I can resist it much longer when my Secretary of State, Defense, Bundy, and all of my advisors think that we're going to cause an explosion if we don't sit down at the table with them. They've come in now with a Costa Rican proposal that is two paragraphs, and I want to read it to you. I think if you'll take one moment, I'll read you what Bundy says to me. It's kind of a summary. I want to tell you quite privately that I do agree with Dean Rusk. That's what Rusk said last night. So we must get Panama off the stage for the present if we can do so without any retreat. The two basic elements which you have established and defended without a single break since January 9th are that we will not agree in advance to a revision of the treaties, and two, that we will not agree to negotiate. I believe any form of language which leads to a resumption of relations and beginning of talks is effective for the United States and you, provided we meet these two conditions which you said in your first conversation with the President. There are rumors of great deterioration in Panama, and we could well have trouble of various sorts between now and May. These same rumors are helping to move President Shari, if he is moving. As long as the monkey is on his back, we can stand any trouble, but if we should have a chance to get language which meets our essential conditions, and then you just not act on it, I think you would come under severe attack. It is not yet clear that we have such language. There's one word that I would like to change in the Costa Rican draft, but we're very close to it in this draft, and I think it's we probably ought to approve. I suppose that if we did get into talks with Panamanians, we'd find ourselves able to agree to significant changes in our existing relations without giving away on any gut issue, like the perpetuity clause, or our own ultimate responsibility for all the security and the effectiveness of the canal. Your choice of this man Vaughn as your prospective ambassador shows your own readiness to pick a man who has understanding and knowledge and who is more conservative than they actually expected to send the canal zone. The talks can go on for a long, long time, and there should be a clear understanding on both sides that they will go on. But I myself think they can lead to a new level of understanding provided we get past election year motions on both sides. You have been right so far, and there's nothing cosmic about this issue yet, but I think it would be very good to take the talks with no retreat if we can get them. Now, he feels rather deeply that because I overrode all of them last night. They're back this morning with this combined language. The parties agreed to appoint negotiators with sufficient powers to discuss and reconsider all aspects of U.S. and Panama relations, including canal zone treaties, with a view to harmonize the just interests of both parties, seeking the prompt elimination of the causes of dispute, and fulfill their responsibilities to the hemisphere and world trade. Both parties agreed to discuss the differences existing between them without preconditions as to the positions they may consider necessary to adopt as a final result of the meetings that will take place between the negotiators.
Well, of course, Panamanians are going to accept that as an assurance that we will have some substantial change revision in the treaty. I know you're under great pressure down there, Mr. President, and
That statement.
What little I know against such H.N. and Rusk and Bundy, and
I want you to put what you know, but as I see this, I don't say I'm going to do a damn thing but discuss it. And that's what I've said the first moment I talked to him. And now maybe I read it wrong, but I've got it down to where that's about what I say. I'm not going to have any preconditions, whatever.
What they would have to preconditions already?
Without preconditions as to the positions they may consider necessary to adopt as a final result of the meetings that will take place between the negotiators.
The trouble is that, that this pressure is going to be relentless.
Yeah.
Your negotiators will go down there and want to give something, and then Bundy and Rusk and the New York Times School of Thought will put relentless and
That's right, and it was
pressure on you.
No question. They've been doing that now for 2 months.
We'll not give the American people even a part of their view. It's never been mentioned here that the last time we had a settlement with them, we gave them about $40 million worth of property down there. Just beat it to them out of hand. I don't know what they've done with it. I reckon even Jerry and these other presidents have stolen it. They used to steal what they get their hands on when they're in there. But we gave them a tremendous amount of property in there, and they're going to expect something equally as big or bigger out of this. I don't know just how we're going to get it. But you could get to a treaty given to them. I reckon they can tell them to take it out of the Alliance for Progress funds. But there's never going to be a time that that group's not going to be urging you to give in to Panama.
We know that. We know that.
And Rusk and Bundy. Well,
I'd say Bundy has supported me in this all the way through. Yeah, I've just taken it on, and Mann has supported me, Tom Mann. Tom thinks it's brought us a good deal of respect in the atmosphere. Tom Mann thinks this has helped us. Tom Mann thinks we're stronger in the atmosphere today. We were 90 days ago because what we've done in Panama and what we've done in Cuba, he thinks we're in worse shape than we've been in 20 years. And that the hemisphere is in a very dangerous position. But he thinks that these two little insignificant moves have let them know that don't tread on me. And he thought they needed to know that pretty much.
I can't help but feel that it's happened to say, may not say so, but I can't.
He says that just the Castro's conversation and one of his interviews and just talking, wanting to turn the water back on, and that he's not going to cause any real trouble, and he wants Guantanamo, but he wants it peacefully. And he says all this stuff showed us when we fired 500 the first damn day, and every one of them went to bellyaching them, they lost their job.
We ought to find a few more than that.
Well, we're firing them every week.
I thought we stopped running.
No, we took the submersion. I think they had over 300 known submersions.
Yes, I know. I thought they had a little more last time.
Well, that's a hell of a justification. I don't see how anybody can justify having that military installation.
I told that admiral down there, I'd come back here and try to do something about it, but I give up. But whenever I hit that Department of Defense or the Department of State, it's like a man trying to punch his way through a big mattress.
Now, what
do it? You hit it, and the damn thing gives when you hit. But as soon as you pull your hand away and go to bed, bounce it back out with the spring.
Well, we got this old Georgia boy of yours. We got this old Georgia boy. Now, have you talked to him?
Who?
This ambassador of the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I've talked to him.
All right, now, I told him he had to go see both of you and talk to you.
I have raised my daddy, like a long friend of mine. Definitely you're smart enough to get a good education, marry well, and he'll make a good man down here.
Tom Mann brought him in here, and I spent 30 minutes with him, and Tom Mann's picking some damn strong fellas.
After the tough, he comes of an old mule-dealing crowd that he have to take advantage of.
We got 18 top men in the 21 countries down there, but they're every one of them just as explosive as hell.
Well, I don't know how they're going to be able to keep them exploding. I don't see how in the name of God they're going to keep
them. Well, the Gaul's not helping us any.
Valve on all the way down. In a country like Brazil, something's going to happen in Brazil.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
There's no way in the world to avoid it.
That's right. And then we're going to have to be charged with losing. But now let me read this to you again. I've got to sit down and talk to them, and I don't know how I can get by saying any less than this.
There's just one thing in there that sort of shook me a little. Go ahead, read it again.
The parties agree to appoint a negotiator. Now, that's nothing. We're going to name Tom Mann. With sufficient powers to discuss and reconsider. That's what they'd have to have, the power to discuss. We can't
conceal now. That reconsider now.
All aspects of U.S. and Panamanian relations. And I told him that the first day. I'd discuss anything, anywhere, anytime, but I wouldn't agree on any precondition before I sat down. They'd make me do that, the Russians would in Berlin, including the canal zones treaties, with a view, all right, now we're going to discuss them, with a view to doing what? To harmonizing the just interests of both parties. I assume our man's going to look after our interests, and I think we just have to fight that right Then, comma, seek the prompt elimination of the causes of the dispute.
We being in there as a cause of it.
And fulfill their responsibilities to the hemisphere and world trade. Both parties agree to discuss the differences existing between them without preconditions as to the positions they may consider necessary to adopt as a final result of the meetings that will take place between the negotiators. Now, that adds up in one word to me. If I can read and understand, I'm not a lawyer and I may not be, but I have not implied or said that I would do anything except discuss any problem they had.
It's all very clear to me except that word reconsider. I don't exactly understand what you're going to reconsider.
Well, we've got no diplomatic relations. We've got to start out from tall, new. We've got to take, they want so many employees. They say that the canal zone's got all our people. They say they've got different wage rates. They've brought up a good many of these things, and our people tell me that maybe we ought to have a civilian governor instead of some retired military man that knows nothing about it. That maybe Sivan says that he can take a list of 15 to 20 minor things that create some of this friction. With the workers.
They're going to work the most gold, Mr. President. We pay them the same thing now. A little difference for the overseas
well, yeah, then, of course, they...
Any man working for the canal gets the same thing.
But one can get them
on the lock on the Savannah River down to Augusta.
But some of them get a bag of cigarettes 15 cents in zone and 50 cents in some other place. They've got commissaries and all kinds of different rates. Anyway, they think, the Army thinks, Vance thinks, and I think he's pretty able about it, that we can find a good many things that would improve conditions if we had been alert to it. We ought to have a new board, an able board with some good men on it, a Gene Black type of man, that instead of just some honorary Les Bethlehem, and they ought to understand this real problem, and we got real interests to protect. Tom Mann thinks we ought to start taking some boards in Nicaragua for a sea level canal, and he thinks that'll put them in place a little bit. We got a good many things that we think we can do that'll help, but we're just refusing to agree on any language now, and I have said I'll discuss anything, anytime.
Well, I think that's all right, except when you get together, then the pressure's going to be...
I can't fail to get together without hurting myself, can I?
Well, I think you could... I don't think you heard up to now.
I think you're talking to constantly.